We're doing Pirkei Avot, and our goal is to run through as usual to understand what we're learning and cover ground. So we're going to try to cover as many of Mishneot as we can. We're learning the Masechet with the Rambam's explanation. We learned the Rambam's introduction, so we're continuing to learn the Masechet with the Rambam's explanation. The Rambam is very short, relatively, in his explanation of Mishnayot, and specifically here, he says the things are pretty understandable on their own, so he's only going to add where it's necessary to add and where he has to explain certain words. That leaves to me the job of translating the words that he doesn't translate. Okay, so I'm going to do it as best as I can. I'm going to be reading from Rav Kapach's edition of the Rambam. We know that the Rambam wrote his work on the Mishnah in Arabic. It was a work that he wrote in his youth for the common folk, for the people to be able to learn Mishnayot. He wrote an explanation on the Mishnah in Arabic. And there are different translations of this work. The latest one that was written about 50 years ago by Rav Kapach Zatzal. And that's the work we're going to work with. So we're beginning, and we're going to read the Mishnah and then the explanation. It's interesting that Pirkei Avot has much of the wisdom of Jewish epics, and there are different versions of Pirkei Avot, meaning the general text is the same, but there are nuances that we have different traditions on how to read the Mishnah. And we're going to work with the Mishnah that he quotes. Sometimes there are slight differences which we'll mention, and most of the differences we won't mention. Our whole work's on it. We don't have time to spend working on, is it this word or that word? But the nuances do make a difference. So if you notice a difference, it's worth noticing. The Mishnah begins, Mishnah Aleph, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai. Umsara li Yoshua, and he gave it over to Yoshua. We know Yoshua was Moshe's disciple. He headed the Jewish people after Moshe. And we learned in the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah in our Friday class, we learned that really Moshe gave over the Torah to everyone. All the Jewish people heard it directly from Moshe. But the Pasuk is stressing the giving over of the Torah from leader to leader. V'Yoshua l'Zkenim, Yoshua gave it to the elders who led the Jewish people after his passing. V'Zkenim and the elders, they gave it over l'Nevi'im, to the prophets who led the Jewish people after them. V'Nevi'im esawal anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And then it was handed down from prophet to prophet to prophets to prophets until we have the giving over to the men of the great assembly in the beginning of the second temple. V'hen amru shlosha dvarim. And these men of the great assembly, they said three things. Hevu metunim badin.
Yeshar.
What?
Yeshar. It is, we have a song. I listened by radio this song with this word.
Okay. They said... So they said three things, that we should be matun, we should be patient in coming to judgment. Ve'amidu talmidim arbe, and establish many students. Ve'asu siag la'Torah, and make a fence for the Torah. Explains the Rambam. Kvar bi'anu be'akdamat varinu b'chibur ze sedra kabla ve'ech hayta. We've already explained, says the Rambam, in our introduction to, in the beginning of our work on the Mishnah, that's the Rambam's introduction to the Mishnah, we've explained the tradition and how the tradition was passed on. V'ena kavana kan, ela lefaresh divrei ha-musar halalu bilvad. And my purpose here, says the Rambam, is to explain these words that teach us, these words that teach us how to behave properly. V'lezarez al sigul mikzat midot men shetualtan gdola. The purpose of this tractate is to help us to encourage us with regard to certain traits that are very beneficial. V'chen ha'arich la'azhir mimikzat migrot shenizkan gadol, and so too will expand to warn of certain detractions in a person's personality that can be very harmful. V'ashar ha'paresh tamidim bilvad, and he says, aside from explaining these two, so I'll just explain the words, umiktzat inyanim, and some of the concepts, lefi sheinyaneh muvanim zulati amat, because most of what's going to be said in this tractate is self-explanatory, except for a few points. So the first point, Hayu Metunim Badin Sheishtahu Milseyem Tadin. He's warning judges, the men of the great assembly warned the judges to take their time to pause before coming to a conclusion in judgment. And they shouldn't come to a ruling quickly until they fully understand it. Because it's possible that they will uncover certain things that they weren't able to see at first glance. So this is always an important rule. This is important even when we get simple halachic shailas, to understand what the person is saying, to take time to understand what's going on before us. Vasus yag la Torah, they said we should make a fence for the Torah. Klomal, as if to say, hagzerot v'atakanot shemachikim tada min avera. We know that our sages made all kinds of gzerot. They ruled, the Torah says, you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. So the sages said, don't touch a pen on Shabbos. The Torah says, you're not allowed to turn on a light on Shabbos. They said, don't touch the light switch on Shabbos. So they did things that keep us distant from sinning. We don't ride the car at 50 miles an hour until we reach a screech to a halt by the cliff. We stay away. We make fences. We distance ourselves from coming near sinning. Kmo shamar Hashem itala ushmartem nishmarti, as God told us, watch my watching. I gave you watching. I gave you the Torah that watches over you. You watch it. Meaning take care not to transgress it. How do we take care? By distancing ourselves from transgressing. V'amru b'ferush asu mishmeret ha-mishmarti, and that's what our sages said. Make a watching for my watching. Now, being that we're learning the Rambam, I'm refraining from adding my own commentary. There's a lot that I could add based upon Midrashim and based upon what Chazal themselves said about this Mishnah. But I think we should first, being that this is the first time we're learning Pirkei Avot together, we should run through it with the Rambam, and then my hope is that we'll review these Mishnayot, and then we'll expand some more, and then we'll review it again, and we'll expand some more. My goal is that we learn this Masechet quite a few times. So for this time that we're learning, unless there's something that wasn't understood, I would like to continue and move with the Rambam. Is that okay with you guys? Yeah? Fine. So, our first Mishnah recounted how the Torah was given down from Moshe to the men of the Great Assembly. And we're going to see that the Mishnayot are going to continue enumerating our tradition, the leaders of the Jewish people. And the Mishnah said, when it hit the men of the Great Assembly, the beginning of the period of the Second Temple, the Mishnah said, they said three major points. Obviously, they said many, many things. But there are three points that the Mishnah is quoting now that they said. They said we should be patient in coming to judgment. Pause. A person should establish many students. And also we should make borders for the Torah. We should make fences to distance ourselves from transgressing. Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon the Tzadik. Hayam Yisharei Knesset HaGdolah. He was from the remnants of the men of the Great Assembly. He used to say, "Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed." The world stands on three things: al Torah, v'al avodah, v'al gminut chasadim. On Torah, on avodah, which literally means work, and on gmilut chasadim, acts of kindness. Says the Rambam, "Amal ki v'mada, in learning and knowledge, v'hi Torah." That's a reference to the Torah. "Uv'ma'alot amidotiyot," when it comes to elevating our traits, v'hem gmilut chasadim, and that's a reference to our acts of kindness, gmilut chasadim, uv'kiyum mitzvot haTorah, and then in fulfillment, what the Torah commands us, v'hem haKorbanot, that's the korbanos. So he said, what are the three things that establish the world? Knowledge, that's Torah, our elevating our traits, that's gmilut chasadim, acts of kindness, and performance of the mitzvah of the Torah, that's the korbanot. Hatmadat kinut ha'olam v'sdirut metziuto ala ofna yoter shalem. That's going to maintain the world in existence, and the world will exist in a much better, more orderly fashion. If we maintain these three things, maintaining our knowledge, the Torah, our avodah, our performance of the mitzvot, our performance of the korbanot, the sacrifices, and milut chasadim, being acts of kindness to our fellow men. Those are the three pillars that the world stands on. Mishnah Gimel. Antigonos ish Socho. Antigone, the great man of the city of Socho, kibel mishimon HaTzadik. He accepted his tradition, he learned by Shimon HaTzadik, who had his tradition. He was from the men of the Great Assembly, and our first Mishnah traced the men of the Great Assembly quickly back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Antigone, the great man of Soho, he got his tradition from Shimon HaTzadik. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Al tiyu kavadim hamshamshin tarav al menat lekabel pras. Don't be like those servants who serve their master for the sake of getting a pras. And we're going to see that pras, the Rambam offers us multiple meanings, what the word pras means. And it's going to make a huge difference what the meaning of the word pras means. I mean, you could say pras means wages, you could say pras means a reward, and then there's a difference. So he's saying, don't serve your creator for the sake of getting a pras. Ela, but rather, hevuka avadim hamshamshin et harav shelo al menat lakabel pras. Be like the servants that serve their master, not for the sake of getting a pras. Vihi mor hashamayim aleichem, and may the fear of heaven be upon you. So the Rambam explains, what is the word pras? Pras nikra hagmul shegumel adam lemi she'en lo alav chov. Pras is what a person gives someone when he owes him nothing. When you don't owe someone something and you give him something, what you give him? Give him a prize, you give him a reward, you give him a gift. You didn't owe him anything. That's a pras. Ela oseh et hadavar bederech hasidut v'hatava. But rather he's doing things because he wants to be a good person, he wants to be extra kind. Kigon shumah l'avdo l'ibno katan. For example, a person tells his servant or his little son, or l'ishto or his wife, aseh kach, do this, ve'eten l'cha dinar, and I'll give you a silver coin, or shnei dinarim, I'll give you two coins. So, v'zeo avdel ben pras l'sachar. That's the difference between pras and wages. Ki ha-sachar nikva b'chov. Wages is what you owe someone. You hire someone to work, you owe him. You tell your son, do me a favor, go get me a drink, I'll give you a coin. You don't owe him that coin. He's getting you the drink, but you don't owe him that coin. You're offering him that coin as a gift, but that's not what you owe him. Amar echasid hazeh, so this extra pious person Antigone told us, atem al tavdu et Hashem al menat she'etiv lachem yaseh chesed. Don't be servants of God because you want him to do extra acts of kindness for you. Ve'nimtzetem rotfim achar gmul v'ovdim biglalo. Turns out that you're serving God only for the sake of something. That's why you're serving God. But rather be servants of God, like servants who are not always seeking, oh, he'll give me this, he'll give me that. What Antigone wanted was that we should serve our Creator out of love, like we explained in the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. So I want to pause for a second. We learned this 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. We learned the Rambam's introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin, and one of the things the Rambam said there was that we're not on the level to perform this Mishnah. The Rambam said, every person needs to feel like I'm going to get something for what I do. Initially, you tell a kid, learn and I'll give you a candy. He grows older, you tell him, learn and I'll get you good shoes. He grows older and you tell him, learn, perform mitzvot and I'll get you a nice suit. He grows even bigger, you tell him, learn and I'll give you money. He grows older, you tell him, learn and they'll call you a rabbi. He grows bigger, says the Rambam, and you have to tell him, learn, so you'll be called chief rabbi. He's on that level. He's already a rabbi. You have to encourage him to be chief rabbi, and he still needs the carrot. The Rambam says, we're not on the level to perform this Mishnah. This Mishnah is the ideal. We're supposed to serve our Creator for the sake of serving our Creator, serve our Creator out of love. But the Rambam over there in the introduction to the 10th chapter said, this is a very high level. The imzot lo patra min ha'ira. But being that he's stressing serve your Creator out of love, he ends with the last statement. He said, "Vihi mor hashamayim aleichem," and make sure the fear of heaven is upon you. Lefichach amar. That's why he says, "Imei otchem ovdin me'ava." Together with the fact that you're serving your Creator out of love, al tanichu ta'ira legamrei. Don't leave the fear altogether. Vihi mor hashamayim aleichem. The fear of heaven should be upon you. Lefishegam fitorah kvar ne'emar hatzivui. For in the Torah too, we're already commanded to be fearful. Shneemar, as the verse says, "Et Hashem Elokecha tira." Fear Hashem, your Creator. V'amru chachamim, and our sages instructed us, "Avod me'ava, avod mi'ira." One service of his Creator should be out of love, and one service of his Creator should also be out of fear. Want to pass the nectar? Now, why is it so important? And this brings us back to the discussion we had on Sunday. If you recall, on Sunday we discussed the importance of serving out of fear, and Michael protested. He said, why say fear? Say awe. And I was referring to this Mishnah when I disagreed with him. To this that the Rambam's quoting, this that Chazal told us. Serve your Creator out of love, serve your Creator out of fear. V'amru. And our sages explained. Ha'ohev, one who loves, lo yazniach tatzivui. He won't let go when someone asks him to do something. V'hayare, but one who fears, lo yavor al ha'azara, he won't transgress a warning. Meaning there are two types of behavior. When I ask you to do something, you could do it. You could not do it. You could do it on a small level. You could do it fully. That's where love kicks in. You love someone, you'll do it all the way. Your wife says, could you take out the garbage? You'll say, okay, 1 second, but there are diapers to take out. There's a garbage there. When you're working out of love, when you're performing, you do it fully. You ask your wife, honey, could you make a salad? She says, wait a second, do you want it with pickles? Do you want it with pepper? How do you want it? When you're doing out of love, so then when you're performing, the positive, the active, then you're doing it to the best. When you're working out of, but what happens if you tell your wife, do me a favor, don't turn on my computer when I'm out of the house. So you leave the house and she says, yeah, but I have to access the bill statements. Yeah, but I have to pay the bills. There's love, but there's no fear. So, okay, you said not to turn on, but I'll turn on for a second. What's the big deal? What's the worst that could happen? When there's fear, that's when there's a warning, we take extra care. When there's fear, when you have a teacher, the Gemara says that when the Rabbeim used to teach, so the kids would sit there Friday night learning. Yeah, they'd learn Friday night. And there was a candle lit. And the Rebbe starts reading from the Chumash, and the kids are reading from the Chumash. And then he has to walk out for a second. They don't dare touch the candle. They don't dare. There's fear. He says, don't touch the candle. They don't dare walk near that candle. There's fear. So fear helps us in taking care from not transgressing. Love helps us in the performance of the positive. So our sages said, serve your Creator out of love, but also serve Him out of fear. Because the love is what will help us, will encourage us to perform the commandments. And the fear is what will help us in not transgressing the warnings. So we see that fear has a great role in the performance of mitzvot lo ta'aseh, the prohibitions. Uvifrat ha-mitzvot ha-shimiyot. And specifically the mitzvot which require obedience. The mitzvot that our logic doesn't understand. God tells us, don't eat meat with milk. Yeah, but you know, before I found out about this command, I grew up eating hamburgers. I was just fine. Why does God tell me not to eat them? A guy does tshuva. He just learned about it. Now suddenly he's told he can't go into McDonald's, but he loves McDonald's. It's hard. So when we have mitzvot that our logic doesn't understand, that's where if we're fearful, if we recognize that God can punish, if we have fear, so that's where it helps us in the performance of those mitzvot. And now the Rambam is going on a tangent, which is a very important tangent, a historical tangent, that this wise person, Antigonus, he had two students. Shema echad Tzadok v'shema sheni Baitus. His two students were named Tzadok and Baitus. Those were their names. V'kasher shem'u shamar davar ze. And when they heard their rabbi saying this, yatzu milfanav, they walked out of class, v'amar echad l'sheni, and one said to the other, ki harav kvar be'er b'ferush she'en sham lo gmul v'lo onesh. So Tzadok and Baitus started talking, and they said, the rabbi just said, don't serve God for the sake of the reward. Must be there is no reward. The rabbi just said there is no reward. Everything we're doing, we're not going to get anything for it. Ve'en sham tikva klal. So they said, there's no hope. Lefi sheloi evinu matrato alav shalom. They didn't understand what his goal was. Ve'nidberu zeim ze. So they started talking back and forth. Ve'kafu b'torah. And they totally rejected the Torah. V'nitkabtzu lezekat v'lezekat. And each one amassed a following. They each one had a cult. Shechachamim korim otam, and our sages named these cults after their leaders, Tzedukim u'Baitusim. Tzadok had his following, they were called Tzedukim, the Sadducees. And Baitus had his following, which we call the Baitusim. I don't know in English what that would be called, the Baitusis. And being that they couldn't get the masses to follow them, what are they going to say? It's all a lie. There's nothing in it. You're never going to get anything for what you're doing. So they couldn't convince people to follow that. Such a belief, you tell people, if you work, you get nothing for it. No one could unify behind such a belief. It causes people to leave such a belief, just like they were separated because of it. So that's why they made part of their religion, so to speak, part of their belief was something which they couldn't contradict to the masses. Ve'ilu he'izu al kach hayu neragin. If they would say, if they would have the goal to say this publicly, they knew they'd get executed. Klomar ha'torah shebichtav. They knew they had to tell the masses, we accept the written law. We're only rejecting the oral law. Really, they didn't believe anything. But in order to get a following, they knew that if they say, we don't accept the written law, then the masses would kill them. And no one would accept what they're saying. So what they did was, publicly they said, we only accept the written law, we don't buy what the rabbis are saying. But really, in their heart of hearts, they didn't buy that either. And what each one did was he told the other one, it's not that I don't believe what God said in the Torah. Really, I believe that. But what the rabbi said, I don't buy. We don't accept the tradition. That's what they said. The rabbis don't have the tradition right. Really, says the Rambam, and this is a very important point, what was driving them deep down inside was that they didn't want to accept what Chazal instituted. Being that they couldn't be validated if they'd say we don't accept anything, so they said we just don't accept what the rabbis say. The written Torah is right, but the rabbi's understanding is wrong. And this was really because deep down inside they didn't want to keep anything that the Torah said. V'gam kedei shetiftach lifneim haderech lepirush, and this also opened the path for them to explain the Torah the way they wanted. Lefi she'im haperush masu kvar lirtzono, harei hu mekel b'ma sheyirtzeh u'machmir b'ma sheyirtzeh b'etem lematarato. The Rambam says the second you're not bound by a tradition, the second every person can explain the Torah the way they understand. So then, where a person wants to be lenient, he'll explain it in a way that's lenient. Where a person wants to be stringent, he'll explain it in a way that's stringent. The second, we're not bound by any tradition, so then who's to say this understanding's right or that understanding's right? And that opened the path for Tzadok and Baitus to live life the way they wanted. And this is a very important point. The Rambam explains this in other places at greater length, that at the source of every person that doesn't accept the Torah, what's really driving him deep down inside is his physical urges. Because he wants to do what he wants, so he looks for justifications, he looks for philosophical justifications to get away with doing what he wants. But really, it's all cover up for what's driving him deep down inside. Being that they didn't really believe in anything they were saying, this was just a facade, this was just a way of getting away with what they were saying, so they could allow themselves to be lenient and stringent at whim. They were seeking something that some of the people would accept. ומאז שקמו אלו הכיתות הארורים, קבוצות המינים הנקראים בארץ הזו, כלומר מצרים, קראים. And since you have these cursed groups that don't accept our Torah really, and these groups here in Egypt are called the Karaim, בשמם אצל חכמים, but our sages refer to them צדוקים and ביתוסים, that's how our sages called them, והם אשר החלו לפקפק בקבלה, they're the ones that instituted, they're the ones that started questioning our tradition, ולפרש את המקרות כפי מה שנראה לכל אחד, and to start explaining the verses the way each one saw fit, מבלי שיהיו כפופים לחכם כלל, and they don't accept what any חכם says altogether, the exact opposite of what God said, that you have to go by the Torah that the sages guide you. The Torah warns us, do not leave the way the sages guide you. They are the ones, the Rambam says, here they're called Karoim. Really, that's what our sages called Tzedukim and Baitusim. And these were these two students who heard this Mishnah that we learned, in which Antignos Ishsocho said, don't be like servants who are always looking for the prize. Serve your God, serve God out of love. And they said, must be there is no reward. That wasn't what he said. He just said that shouldn't be the driving force. The driving force should be out of love. And they decided not to accept the Torah altogether, but they established this cult, each one his own, Tzedukim and Baitusim, where they made believe we accept the written law just according to our own understanding. And in doing so, they got validity with some of the masses because they said we accept the written law. And at the same time, they were able to get away with doing whatever they wanted, because they could just interpret the verses any way they please. That brings us to the conclusion of the third Mishnah.